Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is not the song that's going to be played in the Thunder household on Saturday morning. But this
I'm
is...
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, Tommy getting it done. This is the Mason Crosby Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. Our studio is powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. If you don't recognize that song, that is the fight song for Vanderbilt. I don't know, is it Vanderbilt University? Is there a longer name of the
Vanderbilt
official...
Vanderbilt University. Yeah, the Commodores.
Yep. I didn't know if there was like a... Like Stanford is Leland Stanford Junior University. Like, I didn't know if Stanford had like, or if Vandy had like a longer name because it's
not
named after somebody.
You can ask Warren that.
The Harvard of the South.
The Harvard of the South. Mm. It definitely is. Well, joining us on the Mason Crosby Show now, he is Philadelphia Eagle, former Green Bay Packer, Oren Burks. Good morning, Oren.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Oren? This is Mason. Really appreciate you jumping on, and you know, I got to see you a few times here in Nashville, over the past year, and I'm excited that you're willing to jump on the show and talk all things, some Packers stuff, talk about your time there in San Fran, and what's going on there with the Eagles. But I do want to jump in right away. Obviously, Eagles Packers started the season off in Brazil. And, we talked a little bit about that, after the fact, whenever we started the show, but I'd love to hear about your experience there in Brazil and kind of what you thought about that international game. And, obviously this being, a Milwaukee-based show, what you thought of that Packers team, when y'all played them.
Yeah, it was a great experience. That's my second international game. The first was in Mexico City with the Niners. We played the Cardinals, and it was definitely up to par with that. The fan base there was amazing. They kind of didn't know what they were cheering for at times because they're definitely kind of a soccer base there, but they had a lot of energy, and it was just a cool atmosphere to be in. Just in terms of the visiting, we were kind of in and out. We didn't do a lot of exploring. So I would have liked to, seen a little bit more of the city, but just knowing that it's a business trip, I kind of come in, play the game, and that's what they're looking for us with that. But I definitely see that the NFL is trying to grow the game internationally, and that's just a great opportunity for that being the first game in South America. That was really pretty cool to be a part of.
That's awesome. Yeah, so obviously your time there in Green Bay, and we had some great teams, and then you were on the San Fran team last year that made it to the Super Bowl, fell a little short, but Packers San Fran just played this weekend. What are you seeing in this San Fran team this year compared to kind of your experience and what y'all were last year, and kind of some of the things that might be not going right for them? Just would love to kind of hear your insight, being on both sides.
Yeah, I would say I feel like this year, I feel like all their pieces haven't been together at the same time. You kind of had like bits and pieces where guys are healthy and in and out. And obviously with Ayuk being out and Christian McCaffrey missing some time as well, those are huge pieces of the offense. And then defensively, with Sorensen stepping in as a new DC, it's the same system, but just having a new guy, it takes a while to kind of get that rhythm going into the season. So I'm confident they've always been a team like late in the year that make a run. So I'm confident that they're going to kind of turn things around in that sense. But, I still keep an eye on the guys, especially the linebacker group. I'm still really close with a lot of those guys as well. So pulling for, all the guys that I played with as well in the Packers. So it's kind of a brotherhood thing in the NFL. We're on opposing teams, but still have that close relationship and friendship with a lot of guys that are on the other teams as well.
Oren Burks joining us on the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and on the free Odyssey app. How does that work, Oren? Talk a little bit more about, like, you know, you were on the Packers, you went to the Niners, you're with the Eagles now, and you're pulling for guys, but you're also kind of cheering against their team because, you know, as you're jockeying for playoff position or whatever that might mean, how do you balance that? You know, having those personal relationships with guys, but also wanting to make sure your team is taking care of its own business.
Yeah, I think you kind of figure that out pretty early. Like my rookie year, you obviously had some guys around the league that I knew in the same draft class, and you always want to see them be successful, stay healthy, and that's kind of the hope around the league. But at the same time, you're so hyper focused on your job and what you can do to contribute and add value for your team to win that. There's definitely some room for you to, you know, root for other guys, but still, you know, be able to do your job at a high level. So I feel like that's pretty common around the league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there is that fraternity. I know, for me, you know, on the kicker side of things, it's like, yeah, you want to see guys go out there and have success and do well. Clearly, you never want to see someone on the other side of the ball make a huge play, to affect a game that you're involved in. But whenever you're not playing against them, you're definitely rooting for your buds, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about this Eagles team right now. So, early on the season, it was like, you know, you beat the Packers, kind of a couple games that seemed like, you know, maybe got away from y'all. And then, I mean, this, y'all have been on a roll. This Eagles team looks like, you know, a championship caliber team. You're looking really, you know, really good. So just, you know, talk a little bit about, what it is now being on your third team, being with the Eagles, and, you know, what that organization is and, what this team, you know, feels like and is, and how y'all are playing right now.
Yeah, I'll definitely say we're rolling right now. I feel like we have to kind of, it's my baby in the background, but
I love it. I was going to ask
that's
you
awesome.
About
love that.
New father. I was going to ask you about the
family. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's 5.5 months now, so man, it's been a blessing, man. Definitely an adjustment, but yeah, we're rolling right now. I feel like early in the year, we kind of had to figure out how to play, you know, complimentary ball and come together as a team, and definitely these last couple of weeks, we've kind of found that stride. And obviously, there's still some things we can clean up, and that's the beauty of it. We're cleaning things up with wins, you know. So that is always a lot better than coming off a loss, and you gotta micromanage everything. But yeah, definitely confident with the group we have here, and it's been a fun ride so far.
How unbelievable is Saquon Barkley? Like, we're watching him from afar, and like then he goes and does what he does, last week, and it's like he saved my fantasy team, so that's great. But beyond that, like being on the field and seeing it in real time, how amazing is he right now?
Yeah, it's really cool to see him, you know, just play free. Like, I feel like he hasn't had to carry the team. He's playing his role. We got guys on the outside with AJ and Devontae and Jalen doing his thing as well. So it's just such a well-balanced offense that everybody can shine, and that you never know whose game is going to be. Like, AJ went off, you know, a couple games ago, and then Saquon, you know, this past game has a historic night. So it's been amazing to see, you know, even just him as a personal, as a professional. He handles himself well in the building, and it's just all about the team, and that's what I feel like when I talked about earlier, like us coming together as a team, everybody knows their role and kind of puts that ego aside and just wants to win, like find a way to win. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of segue on that as well. Is have you as a defender ever been hurdled by a guy? And if you were the defender that got hurdled by Saquon in like a backwards hurdle, like what would you do in that moment? Like, are you just kind of like, do you get up and applaud him and just say like, wow, that was amazing. Like this is going to be a highlight. I'm going to be on the bad side of it, but you know, this is like one of those moments. I'd just love to hear your take as a defender, like on somebody, like just having the athleticism and the ability, like Saquon, to literally backwards hurdle somebody without even seeing him coming.
Yeah, I feel like that was just such a unique situation. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do a backwards hurdle, and nor do I think anybody can replicate it but Saquon. So in that moment, you just know you're going to be on his highlights for when he's in the Hall of Fame, you know, his career highlights and all that kind of stuff. But you're just trying to play the game, trying to get him down. The only time I've had somebody try to hurt me was Alvin Kamara when in college on the sideline. And I'm a tall guy. I'm like 6'4", so I applaud him for trying to hurdle me. I didn't go low or anything, so on the sideline, kind of smashed him on the sideline. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just like one of those deals where you're just playing the game in the flow of the game, and you don't know what to expect. You're just trying to get the guy down. And in that situation, it's just unfortunate. You know, I know all the boys were sending him videos of it and asking him what happened and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's the one playing the game, so got to applaud him for giving it a shot.
I love it. All right, we're going to talk a little bit. So Mitch, his wife's family is all from Tennessee.
The Knoxville area, though.
All from the Knoxville area. So they're all Vols fans. So we are going to talk matchup coming up.
Yeah, but before we get to the matchup coming up, what did it mean to Vandy and to all the alums and all the players when you guys took down Bama this year? I mean, because I know nationally, like, it's so much fun to cheer against Alabama. So when a team like Vandy can pull that upset, I feel like the whole country is cheering for Vandy.
Absolutely. We actually ended up being at the game. It happened during our bye week, so that was a really unique experience. I was honored as an alumni of the game, and I had my family there as well.
Awesome.
So just that atmosphere was just unreal. But, you know, this team, this Clark Lee team, really believed in them since the jump and knew he was building this program the right way. So for them to, you know, kind of turn things around this year and put some really great wins and bowl eligible for the first time in a couple of years, and just you can kind of see the trajectory of the program is continuing to go up. And obviously that Bama game is huge, but I could argue that this Tennessee game is even bigger. This rivalry is real. And, you know, even my time in college, I really enjoyed playing at UT. I remember they turned the showers off on us when we beat them one time. And, yeah, it's just a unique rivalry. And it's fun to have those moments in college football. You can't get it anywhere else.
Oren, so, what's it, real quick, what's it like being, you know, Vandy is playing in the SEC with Georgia and Florida and now Texas and Texas A&M and Bama and LSU and these, you know, huge state schools. And I'm sure you would echo with sometimes questionable academics as opposed to Vanderbilt, which is known for its academics, which is known for being a research university. Is there a little chip on the shoulder kind of underdog thought when Vandy's taking on some of these bigger SEC opponents?
Yeah, I would say so. We always had a chip on our shoulder when I was there. And, you know, you go in knowing that, you know, the academics is at such a high level that that's something that entices a lot of people, especially myself. Like, I wanted to go somewhere I compete at a high level, get a great degree, and be in the city of Nashville. Like, who can beat that right there? Like, I just really enjoyed my time there. And I feel like you have a unique recruit that wants to go to a school like that, that, you know, isn't quite known as like the powerhouse school, but you have the opportunity to compete, and that's all you can ask for. So I feel like we have just such a unique blend of all those things right there at Nashville and at Vanderbilt.
Well, you talked about UT turning off the showers when you beat them. I just started thinking about going to, especially probably more so in college, but what is the worst like locker room experience and kind of place that you had to play either in college or the NFL that you can remember, just kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this is where we're playing and what we have to deal with as far as a locker room facilities and all of that?
Man, I have to think on that. Probably, honestly, I hear a lot of horror stories about our visitors' locker room at Vanderbilt, right, saying that it's super small. So
make it tough. Y'all are redoing that, though. I know the stadium's having a big upgrade.
Yeah, they're doing a great job with the upgrades coming up here soon, and it's long overdue. So I'm excited to see that. But yeah, I have to. I don't really have a. Besides the shower story, I don't really have any too crazy. I'm one of those guys that I just need my space in the locker room. I'd come in and just lock in and play the game. I don't really need a lot of fancy stuff. So,
see, that's just a smart Vandy guy. It's just, go do your work, no frills. Like, we're going to get this thing done. I'll give you an insight on mine. I don't know if you ever played at Florida State. Florida State,
no, I haven't.
When I was in college, and I don't know if they've changed this, but literally felt like we went down into like a basement cellar, and like they didn't have enough lockers for half of our team, and I literally had to go like duck under a water pipe that was dripping, and it was like,
you
know, yeah, it was like misty and gross, and like I felt like I was gonna get some, you know, catch something being down in there. And then a second one was so it must be Florida's just a little rough at times. So I went to when we were in Tampa, a water main burst in the locker room, and it was like, you know, 100 degrees in there. It was a hot water main. It was like, you know, it was misting and gross and nasty, and we were like standing in puddles of water before a game, and like I'm like, this is the NFL? I think that was like in 2008 when we played down there. And I was just like, what is going on? It's my second year in the league, and I was like, I thought the NFL was going to be glamorous and awesome. And like,
yeah.
It was disgusting. So I love those types of things. Were you involved in the at the Vandy game? Did you go and help take the goalposts and throw them in the river? Were you were you part of that crew?
No, I don't think so. Hopefully no video shows me doing anything too crazy. But, yeah, we were definitely down on the field. We were in the box for most of the game. And me and Juwan Williams went down at the 7-minute mark. We're like, hey, we got to be a part of the action.
So awesome.
It was just such a cool experience, you know, seeing everybody rush the field. And I look to my right and left, I see Theo Vaughn about to dump the Gatorade bucket on Clark Lee. And I was just like, what is happening here? But it was pretty cool.
Just euphoric. That's awesome. I think Super Producer Tommy has a question for you as well.
I do. Thank you, Mason. Oren, this is Producer Tommy here. I have a question for you. Mason, he's been on his troll game the last few days, so I just wanted to get a question in to you to put you in a tough spot here. You played with a lot of very impactful and important kickers throughout your entire career. If we go in the NFL, you know, now you're in Philly with Jake. You had Moody, I think, for a year, Robbie Gould, Mason Crosby. And were you on the Vanderbilt team with Sarah Fuller?
No, I wasn't on the team.
Okay,
there, no.
That was 2017 or somewhere around there, I thought. I just wanted to ask, who was the best kicker you ever played with?
It was Mason by far, man. I spent
or no.
Wow. All right.
Nice try, Tommy.
I'm going to clip that one and tag the Eagles.
Look, I'm on the kickoff team, so when he's kicking his extra point, I'm already at the other end warming up, getting ready to go. I know it's going in. It's automatic.
That's right. Oren was my guy. He
I
was
love
that staple on kickoff. I knew I could trust him every time.
All right, so, Oren, I got
to try to keep you healthy, man. I know
right.
You were trying to make those tackles, so I got to keep it off of you.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, later in my career, I was a little smarter in those days. I was not sticking my nose in as much. But, you know, I cleaned it up if I had to.
Yeah, make him come back. That's all we ask, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, Oren, I got to ask you also, you know, you went to Vanderbilt, and I know your sister went to Stanford and played softball there.
Yeah.
Well, my wife, who is, again, from outside of Knoxville, she also went to Stanford. So there's a big Cardinal pride there as well. You know, what was it like for your sister's experience playing high-level D1 softball?
Oh, man, she loved it out there. She actually still lives in the Bay Area. And I know she was actually getting recruited before I was to play college sports. And she always wanted to go either Cali or Texas. And she was dreaming big, and I had to catch up in that sense. But, she played at a high-level D1, and she just really enjoyed her time at Stanford. And their program has really turned it around these last couple of years, making great runs in the playoffs for softball. So it's cool to have a athletic household that still keeps academics at the forefront.
Yeah, I mean, y'all were just underachievers, Vanderbilt and Stanford.
Yeah,
to go.
Yeah.
I'm just always intimidated when I'm around Oren and Jocelyn, and like, you know, just they're just such high level thinkers, and they're doing some amazing things. I want to touch on this as well, just, you know, kind of the off the field stuff and like what you are doing for the city of Nashville whenever you're around. And I remember I think that was when we were still together in Green Bay, whenever the bad tornado came through, and all the the work and effort that you did to help this area and the people involved and impacted by that. So I'd love for you to before we go on break and let you go, just talk about kind of some of the community things you do and the stuff that you do off the field to help fellow man.
Yeah, there's just a number of things. I feel like every place that I've gone, I've tried to invest in the community that invests in us on the field as well. So Green Bay, we were part of a House of Hope that was helping people experiencing homelessness. And in the San Fran area, there was just a lot of great nonprofits in the area, specifically around just diversity and just providing opportunities for people that don't have those opportunities. And then here, I've been trying to kind of find my place here in Philly, but Nashville is always home, especially during the tornado. You were trying to get local businesses a little bit of extra help, to kind of get through those times. And then we had COVID right after that, too. So it was just really tough times. That I feel like the Nashville Strong theme has always been super important. Everybody just having each other's back when times are tough to get through. And we just try to pay it forward and invest in the community that invests in us.
Man, awesome. Oren, really appreciate you jumping on. I know it's your off day, and I know I love hearing your little one in the background. And you go cuddle with her, enjoy that time, have an awesome Thanksgiving. Tell Jocelyn hi, and good luck this week, and y'all keep that thing rolling out there with the Eagles. It's been fun to watch.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We'll have to get up with you guys back in Nashville real soon. Hopefully not too soon, huh?
Yeah, hit us up when you're done. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Packers will have to run through Philly.
You never know.
If Lions keep rolling like they are, well, we might have to come play out there in Philadelphia and run through you guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Oren, thanks for the time today.
Yep.
You bet. Right. That's Oren Burks, linebacker with the Philadelphia Eagles, former Packer, former 49er. In college, he intercepted two passes and returned one for a touchdown against Kentucky in his sophomore year. I was going to ask him about that, Mason, but does it really count if it's against Kentucky?
Maybe not in that time.
Right. Now
we've
it
had
does.
Some good moments.
Yes, Kentucky's playing much better now, but back then it might not have. But what a great dude, Mason. And it doesn't surprise me that you have maintained relationships with guys of good moral character. But Oren, knowing his background and that academics were so important, not just to him, but to his whole family, and now giving back to his community. Real quick before we get to break, how important is it for players to give back to community? And what does it say about somebody when they do? And then on the flip side, what do you think about when you know you have a teammate who's making X million dollars a year and specifically they're not giving back?
Yeah, Oren was one I identified right away as a guy that had a heart to help others and do all that. And so we shared in that drive and that goal as well. On and off the field, there's always a connecting point with the guys that you just know want to do well in this world, not just go out there and make as much money and play the sport and take from the sport all they can. You can see guys that just kind of continue on and have success. Like, that piece has to be really part of the part of the puzzle that you go into. My time there in Green Bay, it was always filled and spent with doing things in the community, helping as many organizations as possible, really putting my resources behind helping others. So Oren was very humble with his kind of off the field and community things he does. He is doing so much here in the Nashville area for areas that are kind of down and need to be rebuilt, and giving affordable and sustainable housing to people in parts of Nashville. I know he invests in the community in that way really heavily. So
that's awesome.
What a great teammate, great guy, and him and his wife are just exceptional people and great friends of ours. So I'm glad he got to come on and just share some of that. That's kind of what this is all about for me, is that human side as well, not just the X's and O's of football. Oh God!
Oh, where'd that come from?
You gotta hit it with it.
Rocky Top, let's go! All right.
I can't wait to watch this game for sure.
I'm excited for this one on Saturday. We got to get to Mason's extra points coming up here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan, also thefanmilwaukee.com. Remember, Thursday night after the Packers-Dolphins game, late night with Sparky and Tommy. It's the Green Bay football postgame show driven by Young Express. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a long night for young Tommy. Good thing he's so young.
We have 4 weeks of that in a row.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Mason's extra points coming up.